Blog Talk Radio.
AOL Music. Radio. This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Today is Tuesday, June 7th, 2011. The time is 10:04 a.m. And I want to say welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to 5G Radio. You know what I'm saying? We live from the Sugar Shack, chilling with your boy Trey Love. Y'all, it's been a very interesting weekend. If you listened to my show yesterday, I did a kind of a flyer show, just a promo show to tell you guys all of the things that I have done and also give you updates on the things that are coming up. There's so many phenomenal things going on in my world right now, and I know that all of this good that's coming to me has to be from the energies that people are putting out for me, the prayers that are coming from you people. Guys, I read all your Facebook comments. I get your inboxes, your Twitters, and everything, and I just want to say to everyone that's wishing the best for me, know that I put God in his perspective place, and I put each and everything in life that I can with his guidance in his perspective place, and for whatever luck and blessings I'm having, it's because I do it that way. So let's all remember, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Let's think about that love, that need, that, and live that each and every single day. All right, I got to welcome a very, 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 very special guest to Twitter Me Tuesdays. When we can catch it, we're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? She's going to come in and give us the juicy news every time we can get it. So let's open the line up, y'all, and listen to our EOTM affiliate, Miss Carla EOTM Simpson. Carla, welcome to 5G Radio. What's happening with you, girl?
Hey, what's good with you, Trey Love? What's up?
You know, shaking and baking, trying to do what I do. That's all.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Well, of course, this is Carla B with your Gilroy Radio News, brought to you by EOTMblog.com. Stay connected to the number one site and entertainment news, exclusive celebrity interviews, what's up in politics, world news, hood news, and so much more. And I guess we'll just get down and dirty with what's going on. And first of all, I want to talk about what's going on in the entertainment world. I know you heard about the craziness with Steve Harvey's ex-wife. Well, just to give you guys the 411 on that, she is actually headed to jail. A lot of people say hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Steve Harvey's ex-wife, Mary Harvey, she's been on a rant, as most of us know, for a minute in regards to him. Hold on 1 second. Hello.
Y'all know how we do it live on Gilroy Radio. This is real radio. This ain't no AM, PM, play M. This is real live radio. We had police chasing Carla. The police said chase Carla. Okay, y'all, what we're going to do is we're going to go on and give her a break and get to a little music and bring her back. You know what I'm saying? She's going to give us the stuff. But, you know, hell does have no fury like that of a woman scorn. So, y'all, we're going to ride to a little bit, listen to a little bit of this Drake, so we can go on and get Carla back on the line, y'all. Peace.
Back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a scratch and win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, this is hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him right.
Yeah, I got him bun. I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neek got the weird. Hush, gotta go. see they got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast, can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm furious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling, so come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on. Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, my dope guys, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they scoop the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up, call me Larry Holmes. Young money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. When she to me, that's how she learn every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pilot with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I be gone to November. And I ain't trippin', I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. I'ma say it, if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real, real talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, dope? He's the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Hey, and that's just what we did live on Gilroy Radio. We missed.
Yeah. Yes. Forever in our hearts. JJ.
She forever in our hearts, though. But she right here live back with us, man. You know what I'm saying? She
yes.
Gone. What's up, Carla? Welcome back, baby.
What's up? All I'm gonna say to that is that they don't want me to share what I'm gonna share. That's all that is. I'm gonna attribute that to the new world order. But we gonna keep it pushed. I'm still gonna talk about Mary Harvey. I'm still gonna talk about her. They did her story out, of course. Of course, she went viral. Say it again?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead. I was just letting the music ride behind you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got some Mary Harvey haters in the house, evidently. But, Steve, we're going to still talk about it. Of course, Mary went on a viral complaint and posted three videos revealing some information, including their 2005 custody battle over their teenage son. Anyway, she also called him a serial cheater and that he left her with nothing. Well, I guess since he left her with nothing, Trey, that's why she couldn't pay her settlement fees what basically during the custody situation, Mary Harvey, she lost, and she actually had to pay some fines and settlement stuff to Steve. I think it was over $5,000. So she don't have any money because he left her with nothing. So guess what? They issued a warrant for her arrest, and she actually has to turn herself in and face those the consequences for not paying the settlement fees. I think that's so sad. Before I move on, of course, you're a man. You're a man with children. What are your thoughts on this story?
Well, my thoughts on it is this here. I think that, you know, the way I look at things is about time. One time for the fellas. And, I mean, I'm not a woman basher in any way, shape, or form. I love, enjoy, and just think that women are the most immaculate creation that God ever created and put it on this earth next to be to a man. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, just know that this is for real. But at the same time, I do feel as if when it comes to certain laws about children and, you know, breaks up of marriages, I do believe, and I'm a victim of a male getting the very short end of the stick. The court doesn't want to really do things to assist men, you know, but fortunately Steve is in a position financially where he can have the proper lawyers and legal help to assist him in his manner. So one time for Steve and one time for, you know, the fellas. That's a win for the fellas. So, fellas, let's make sure we keep our stuff together, man. Keep these kids on deck, you know what I'm saying, and start putting money to the side and investing in, you know, fighting these women and not physically or even emotionally fighting these women. Let's stay away from that. But let's go on and do like what they're doing. Let's whip them with that pen and with that paperwork, y'all, because that's how we're going to win, and that's church.
Exactly. I'm well said on that. I want to also talk about, well, Katie Couric. If you guys have been following our blog, EOTMblog.com, you know that we have predicted that she would, quote, unquote, be the next Oprah. So now Katie Couric, she has announced that my new show will be like Oprah. All I got to say is to that is, wow, but you ain't no Oprah. And that's all I'm saying. Anyway, she just recently inked a deal with ABC. Her show is going to start September 2012. And she said it's going to be like Oprah. So we'll see. We were waiting on to figure out who it was that were going to kind of sort of take over Oprah's spot. I really don't think that Katie Couric can walk into that. I know she has her own notoriety and her fame and things of that sort, but I just don't think Katie Couric is an Oprah. She can't even compare to that. I don't even see anybody today that can really, you know, do what she did. What are your thoughts on that, Trey?
Well, what I feel about it personally is, I'm going to tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the phone with the new Oprah right now. I personally believe that Trey Love has all the potential and everything, the stock quality, you understand what I'm saying, the gift of gab, the looks, the charm, the savoir faire, and all of the things that it's going to take in order to step her Oprah in her shoes. The only thing I don't maintain that Oprah has is a vagina. That's the only difference between me and Oprah Winfrey. I'm from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I've been through some stuff. I got nappy hair. I fluctuate in weight. I look different every time you see me. I think I could really, really take on that role.
Oh, hey, that's what's up. Well said, everybody. You check them out. Trey Love TV. The next Oprah. Yes, sir. The next Oprah. You show is cuter than her. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate that, Mom.
Yeah. Next up in the world of, and we call it celebrity justice, Supreme Court turns down Wesley Snipes' appeal. The star of the Blade action series, Wesley Snipes, is currently serving a 3-year prison sentence for failing to file income taxes between 1999 and 2001, which apparently he says he was under the belief that he was not legally required to do so. Anyway, the Supreme Court has turned away the latest attempt by the actor to get his conviction and his prison sentence on tax charges overturned. Now, that's funny.
Now, I'm going to tell you like this here. See, what happens is, see, these brothers, and I ain't going to lie, I love Wesley Snipes. I think he's an awesome individual. I think he's one of the most prolific actors of our time. I mean, Oscar worthy, you know what I'm saying, the brother Titan at what he does. But here's my opinion. When I say we, I'm talking about all of us, me, everybody. What we going to have to accept is there's certain things you're going to have to do. You're born in these United States of America. You're going to pay some taxes. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to pay some taxes. I don't care who you are. who you think you are, what you think you're doing, you ain't going to get from around paying no taxes. That's just how this thing go for everybody. So, you know, I know listening to certain religions, and, you know, I know who he was listening to. Old Dr. York got him fooled, thinking he ain't got to pay no taxes. Wesley, that's why you're in jail. You better pay you some taxes. I live in the Sugar Shack, and I don't that's one thing I learned from Pimpy Ken and the Archbishop Don Magic Wand. You want to stay out of trouble, man, pay your damn taxes.
Exactly, exactly. And one thing, one quote I live by, I've told my kids, they've been priests to them since they was two, so they don't have this problem. Two things you could be for sure of in life, that you're going to die and you're going to pay taxes. So get ready.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Get ready.
Live any life, you're going to pay some taxes. Yeah.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. Also, I want to talk a little bit about, this is a beautiful woman, a beautiful singer, Lauryn Hill. She has revealed that she's pregnant with her sixth child. The singer is currently, her boyfriend is Rowan Marley, the son of reggae icon Bob Marley. The 36-year-old Hill just recently reported that her and Rowan is expecting their sixth child. And kudos, congratulations to the happy family. I know I've had five kids, and whew, she's in her I think her oldest right now is about 13, and she's adorable. She's actually modeling for, I think it was the, I want to say Vogue. I'm not really for sure what magazine I saw her in yesterday. I was very, I'm like, oh my God, because I usually don't see pictures of her kids, but she's taken her, all her five kids on concert with her. They've been in the public spotlight, and that was surprising to me. So congratulations to the happy family, one new addition for Lauryn Hill.
Oh, man, so Lauryn, man, with all these five kids, I'm late, man. I need to have some more shorties, man. Y'all out here just making babies, man. It's everybody and their grandma and everybody, auntie, got babies, man. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Keep making a bunch of kids. I need to put these this good DNA out there. I'm finna go.
Hey,
finish time.
I
go
know.
Ahead.
Just put it out there for real.
Check
for
you
real.
But, I'm going to put it out there. Go ahead.
For the world to see.
Lord.
I actually, the last thing I have to say is I just recently found out, and I really wasn't following too much with BET, but somebody sent me a press release and said that the 2011 BET Awards got heart. Yeah, evidently they got it in a very, very big way. Comedian and actor Kevin Hart is tapped to host the 2011 BET Awards. And somebody asked him, how did he feel, or, you know, just being up next to the host that did it before him, like Queen Latifah, Will and Jada, Monique, Jamie Foxx, and this is what he said. He said, I'm excited to join a group of that caliber. As far as the people who did it before me, they were warm-ups, he says boldly. They were good. I laugh, but they ain't made nobody cry. So I guess he's planning on making us cry. Hope it's happy tears, though. The BET Awards airs on June 26, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central Time on the BET Network. And Trey, make sure, I shot you an email yesterday, so make sure you check it, because I sent you all the information, you know, so your media company, you know, as far as covering that hot event. So make sure you check your email.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over that. And, Carla, I want to thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the news. Every time we could get you, you know we're going to keep you, because there's nothing but love, and you deliver the greatest. And I just want to say to a brother like Kevin Hart, as a comic, I'm going to just say to everybody and anybody, please don't get offended with what we say. We are ignorant, bipolar, crazy, depressed, manic people that were raised by ignorant, psychological families with drunks, alcoholics, drug addicts, abusers of all types and natures and kinds. So we really are not responsible for the things that we say. That's why we start doing comedy, to really, you know, mask the pain of what we've been through, you know, abuse, jail. You understand what I'm saying? Jumpings, you know, lynching, you know, the things that we've, you know,
right,
that you guys haven't suffered, that we've had to go through. So we just, I mean, in his defense, you know, I understand that Twitch, you know, he might like, see, because when I host it, you think I ain't going to, like everybody else, I'm Trey Love going to be the great, see, I'm going to be the next Oprah, and then in 3 years, I'm going to host the BET Awards. Watch me. I'm capable, too.
Hey, I already know. See, you reach for the stars, and that's what's up. But, yeah, definitely that's what's up. And that's all I have. I'm Trey Love. I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to go ahead and eat my hot link and all the things you didn't put it out there on Facebook.
Y'all see over there burning up hot link.
Yeah, crazy. I don't even really cook either. So I guess that's so on national syndicated talk radio, the world and scene. I'm going to eat me not one but two burnt, crispy hot links. Thank you very much.
Carl over there eating them hot links, y'all. We want to thank her for her time and everything. It's just been wonderful to have her today. Stay tuned in, you know, for the hottest news. Tune in to EOTM. A shout out to the entire EOTM family and all affiliates, man. Trey ain't got nothing but love for you. And just want to make sure I get this song played to get these lines opened up. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We have Cecily Jamila going to be the special guest today. You've seen her on VH1 and Sinbad's show. But for now, I want to dedicate this song to each and everyone out there with all these pretty, beautiful babies, and I'm finna make me two or three. I'm trying to get me and my other woman pregnant. Legs, is you down? This song goes out to Legs.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Down and get you pregnant.
You
are pregnant. Now usually I leave a club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no date.
Sorry,
much
sorry.
Like my patrol man, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress. I'm out to handle my business and put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. That's what I told her. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Ooh, lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just want to put something in you. And I can tell that you want it too. I'm ready, baby, you ready, baby. So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, restart the party, come on, fuck with us. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Tell me that you want me, baby, baby. And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, it's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play this fantasy. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby, put them pills
phone chill, and girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, I'ma take care of you, and I'ma still hold you like we've spread news. So don't get it twisted, for 30-some weeks, I'm still going.
Babysit it, girl, you make me wanna get
you make
pregnant.
Me
wanna,
you make me
wanna get you pregnant.
Oh, you are
pregnant.
Take you out to eat, wine and dine, shopping free, you said to me, see, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Baby, you look so good, yeah. And it feels like wood. So bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home. Shorty,
let's go crazy.
Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. All I ask is you let me pour your secret garden. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You
make
me
pregnant.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was R. Kelly's Pregnant. Yeah, that's the kind of song, you know what I'm saying, you kind of like relax, mellow out to, you know, and make a baby with, you know what I mean? It's just how you do when you do what you do, you know. So, man, we have a very exciting show lined up, man. We want to thank Carla for sliding in, man, giving us her business for a minute, you know what I'm saying, dropping it down over there, burning up them hot leaks, man. Now, we having a good time over here at Get Word Radio, man. I got my boy, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring him on as one of the special guest DJs and everything, you know what I'm saying? He just slid through for a minute. I want everybody to say what's up to Jeremy Scipio. I'm going to let him say some words and whatnot, give out his Twitter and everything. And also, you know, like I said, look out for him as one of the new upcoming hosts on Gilroy Radio. Say what's up to the people, Jay.
What's up, world?
How you doing? It's Jeremy Scipio.
You rocking with me? Yeah, just slid through the spot. You know, the radio show. About ready to take it by storm. Hope y'all ready to rock with me. You know, got a lot of exciting things coming. A lot of news. A lot of good news. A lot of big news, you know. And I'm ready to share with y'all. If y'all ready to share with me, you know. Rocking with my man, Trey Love. Getting it in.
Yeah, you ready to see this pretty girl right here, man? Tell them about Cicely Jamila, man. Read off what you see on her so far. On her YouTube channel, everything.
Cicely Jamila, actress and a comedian. She's very beautiful. She said, real work for fame and fortune. She already got the beauty, so she don't need to worry about that too much. She has a Mother's Day interview on Real Talk Nation Radio. It's going to be May 8th. Oh, that's already happened.
Yeah.
Hey, keep it alive, man.
Hey,
you told me to read.
No, see, I told him to read and see he got a GED. See, that's what y'all got to understand. He don't know what he's doing, man. But I'm going to bring the brother on, man, and let him be one of my live DJs, man. Yeah, we sitting here checking out Cicely Jamila's profile. If you get a chance, y'all, go check out my guest today. HTTP, all that kind of / stuff. But here goes the spell. Like, look, man, I got my GED. I don't appreciate people arguing. You know what I'm saying? And I passed it on the first time. But it's CECILYJAMELIA.com. Y'all check this young lady out, man. She's doing some powerful, powerful things, man. I mean, you know, stuff that's like, you know what I mean? We come to Hollywood, we call ourselves trying to do things and make moves, man. This young lady is getting it. So what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to play a little song. And I got some callers on the line that also want to check her out, you know what I'm saying, and ask her some questions and jump in. I got my boy Jeremiah. I see you over there, bro. You know, hey, we need to talk, Jay. I'm going to have him do my you know, you do some editing and film with my video, man. We're going to make some stuff happen together, also some independent film. Hey, tell your boy Ralph, holla at me, man. You know what I'm saying, Jay? I'm trying to get y'all on, man. I need some stuff done, man, like yesterday. Also, SS is in the building, y'all. We got Sophia Sims on the line, you know what I'm saying? Sister in the Struggle. You can catch her show tomorrow, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m., and you also can catch her alter ego on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. But for now, we're going to get ready to bring Cecily on the line. But until then, y'all, take a minute.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Welcome back to Gilroy Radio, y'all. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
man, I got to just give homage to the young lady I have on the line. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Just doing background on her, checking some of her YouTube information, man. Cecily Jamila, man, I think she's really one of the next major up-and-coming, man. This actress has been, you know, somewhere everywhere. So stay tuned after we complete her interview. You know, we do the live pokes. We're going to do the horoscopes and, you know, get some more news and updates from myself. We're going to do birthday shouts. Y'all know how we do. But this young lady is an actress and a comedian, and she's been on Beverly Hills Fabulous, as well as Sinbad's It's Just Comedy on WETV. So I want to welcome, Jeremy.
Welcome.
I want to give a warm welcome to Cecily Jamila to Gilroy Radio. Thank you so much for doing this interview today. How are you, sweetheart?
I am wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We over here chilling, you know, live from the Sugar Shack over here with our paperwork. See, he didn't have none of your information. He is not going to be co-hosting. Don't you worry about it, Seth.
If this is the audition, you failed, sir.
Did she say you failed the audition? Hold on, let me put it, just open the line so he can hear. Tell him about this.
I said, if this is the audition, sir, you failed.
Look. But he's black. Hold on, he's black, so watch this. And I hope all the listeners are paying attention. He's black. You failed, but he's black. So listen, I just want to hear this one. Go ahead.
First day on the job. He's like, give me a chance. I'll make up to you. I promise.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. I was there with you when you
nice.
Struggled through it, though. I was like, oh, okay, that's all right, though. Great attempt.
I want you back. Trust me.
Okay. I'll give you one more chance. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I don't know about giving him one more chance because he's, you know, I'm the boss around here. So, you know, first of all, he got here late and in real Negro fashion. I know how Steve Harvey be feeling when he be talking to Tommy sometime. I just want to tell everybody,
right.
You know, good health is hard to find. Yeah, I'm putting him on blast. But what I want to do I got a couple questions for you. My first question for you is, you know, first of all, again, welcome to Gilroy Radio. You know, we're excited to have you today. This was something that, you know, we talked about with my staff. They were like, oh, my God, it's going to be so cool to have her on, you know.
Right.
Something that I was doing some research, you know, on you. And are you mixed?
Yes, I am.
So mulatto, like black and white.
Wow, mulatto, no. I am mixed, though. And I say mulatto is in that way because that's a negative term. That's a derogatory term.
Well, all right.
Yeah,
go ahead with it.
It means mule, and, you know, that's not what we are. We're all, you know, beautiful people. We come from multiple, you know, ethnicities, all of us black folks here in America. So both of my parents are mixed, you know, a couple generations back. So if you were to look at our family tree and see everybody, we're all different colors, shades, hair textures, everything. So I'm very proud of my multiple ethnic culture, and I teach my kids really to be proud of everything that they are. I mean, they're black Americans, but, you know, we have Indian in our family. You know, we're French. Oh, my God. We are English, Spanish. You know, we've got a lot going on in our genes, though. But I consider myself a black woman.
Well, all right. And you know what? I'm glad that you expounded on that, because my next question actually was going to be, especially in the type of industry that we are in, are you a mother?
I am. I have two kids, 12 and 14.
Oh, them ain't kids. No, those are not kids. 12 and 14
no,
could be somewhere.
They're investments. You know what I mean? They're investments, and we're going to ride this thing through. I've been a parent for most of my adult life, and I was listening to you guys talk earlier about your young lady said she had five kids, and I'm like, hats off to her, because these two are driving me crazy.
Yeah, I don't really like my children very much. I'm going to be honest. That's not funny. Y'all laughing. These are my property. I told you, as a comedian, you know, we hurt, and so we have to use – the truth. So yes, I do understand her with five children. The ones that I do have, I have. I'm not even gonna tell nobody. Cause I don't need people in my business, but they do know about my twins. And then you know,
That you do have. You mean the ones that you do claim?
Yeah. Well, look, I don't want people in my business. Okay. Look, we are on live. You're already. I have 5 million listeners. Why are you laughing, Scipio?
Trap. I'm so sorry.
every day, and it's probably about four women out there that's going to be like, he my baby, well, you know, as soon as they see I blow up, because you know it's heifers out there waiting on me to blow up. You know how, like, when you get $1 million, your auntie and them calling, hey,
how you been?
Let me get
paperwork ready.
Yeah, they
got the child support paperwork ready just in case.
I'm scared. They come up to me with a little nappy head, light skin, brown eyed boy. I'd be like, oh, Lord Jesus. Now, then I ain't going to be able to do nothing. He might be cute. I'd be like,
Danny. Children are a blessing, no matter
anyway,
how they
anyway,
get here.
12 and 14. Since you got, are you originally from California? Is California your town?
Oh yeah, I'm a California girl. I'm from Sacramento. Went to school in the Bay Area. This is my home. I love Los Angeles. I never want to leave here. I'm West Side through and through.
Dang, hey y'all, you gotta watch people like her. Did you hear? She threw the gang sign up. She said West Scipio. Did you hear that? See, you scared me. The interview was going just fine. You know, then you gonna come with your little, you know, the
like
little
two. Banged on you.
Yeah, you like West Side, and the way you said it too, because see, after the interview was going, yes, I'm not mixed. You know, I think that's that's not the proper term. You know, and, you know, as soon as you like, yeah, West Side. I mean, hold on. You know what? I'm gonna dedicate this song to you. I ain't gonna play the whole thing, but I want you to stay on the line, Cecily. This is for you. All right, you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
No, this was Cecily on the West Side, y'all.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls speak for me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked.
We would like for you to help us welcome a very distinguished speaker. He hails from the DPG.
Man, that was a little shout out to Nate Dogg. You know, man, he rests in peace. We lost a lot of soldiers this year, man. But we have a very exciting and special guest on the line, man. We having so much fun with us so far. Cecily, you having a good time on the radio?
I'm having a ball. I don't think I can do this anywhere else but with you guys.
And that's much appreciated. Again, I do thank you for your time. So you got babies and everything. Your parents is mixed. You a Cali girl. So this is something else I like to ask people, you know, certain type of questions. And I'm just curious, like, because being an entertainer myself, you know, I want to know what – just tell me and the people, what is it that, aside from your entertainment business – and, oh, by the way, I'm sure you got the babies in commercials and got them out there working. They got agents and stuff, right?
You know what? I'm so ready for my kids to get involved in entertainment, but they have no interest at all. And
well, so you're a better parent than me because, see, I think that's why me and my kids don't get along because they have no drive and determination. Don't be looking at me to pay your damn college. You can go out here and book.
Well, you know, when we we'll pass luxury cars, and I'm saying, well, you know, if you did a commercial, Mama could drive that. But, you know, for the most part, I don't want to be one of those parents that forces their dreams on their children. You know, I'm like, whatever they want to do, I support them 100%.
Well, Trey. So you're a parent to me. It ain't going to take no school year to do a commercial. We can go out there, get you an audition, land you a commercial. You do 2-3 commercials. That take care of your whole college. And actually, that'll help me take care of some of this food and stuff I got to feed you and some
That's
of these
true.
Bills and stuff down here, like this electricity and this cable, these things that you think I'm just for a child. Your butt laying a commercial. You know what? See, I'm getting worked up a little
bit.
Yeah,
you mad right now. I hope you ain't picking up the kids after this.
These kids be born thinking you owe them something. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
When they
right here to these children out here that think somebody owed them something. And this is a statement I have to make, and then we're going to get back to more from Cecily. But I want to say this to these children that think somebody owe you something. Your mama and your daddy is like a bus. They get you where you need to go, and then they drop you off, and then they leave. Stop trying to keep running, get back on that bus. That bus already gone, so I don't owe you nothing, but I feed you, but I'm going to need some gas money.
Oh, my gosh.
No, no, man, it's hard out here today, man. Shoot, man, but man, some people on a fixed income around here. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you mean. I hustle for mine too, and so you know there are certain things that I provide for my children. I really want them to be excited and appreciative about it because it took a lot for me to get it. You know what I mean? And trying to pursue these dreams and not, you know, just rely on the 9-to-5 and the 401k. I mean, that takes a lot out of you. So I do really expect for them to see what mama's doing and to respect my grind. And I really want them to become empowered people and to do the same, you know, and to know that you growing up, being an adult and single, can do twice as much as what I did for you having two kids. So that's what I'm trying to instill in them.
So what you got, boy and a girl or two boys, two girls, what?
I have a boy and a girl. I was blessed with just what I wanted. They look just like how I wanted them to look. They're wonderful people, and I'm really, really thankful to have them in my life.
I'm going to say this. I love your statement, and I hope everybody heard. Now I'm glad that you said that, because now I don't feel like the only conceited person in the world. Because you know what she say her kids turned out to look how she wanted them to look. I like that. Because that's how me and my mama was. My mama tell
really?
You in a minute, don't be messing up the gene. Do not mess up the gene. We are good-looking people. Do not be taking
babies. Right?
Listen at you.
No,
my
I mama mean,
told,
me and their father may not have gotten along, but he was he had great breeding potential, and we created masterpieces.
Love this woman. This woman is you. Women, stop lying to yourselves. Hold on. I hope every woman listening to this show is listening to this woman be honest. Be like, look, I don't even like their daddy, but you know what? we made some pretty babies.
Yes, we did.
I am so proud of you.
I mean, you know, you're only going to do this a couple of times, so you might as well get as much as you need out of it. You know, if you want beautiful children, you want smart children, you want them to be athletically inclined, you need to find people who can provide that.
Damn.
Trey, you got me on a slippery slope.
I
want to
do another show with her. Hey. Sound like a slave master. Let's get Kunta Kinte and put him with Sophia, and let's put them together, and they're going to make a good hand. Boy, she is creative. I like that, though, because what you're doing, you know what I always try to tell people? Two ugly people should not be having kids. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? It's called genetic engineering. I mean, it may not be on that cellular level in a lab.
Hey, you know what? Y'all know we're going to get hit saying we sound like Hitler on the radio.
I know we do.
Come on, they looking for the Aryan black race. Look, only good look athletic. Hey, but you know what? If you really look at it, where y'all think these LeBron Jameses and stuff coming from? And these, what that boy is, the one, I ain't going to say mixed. I'm going to say, what you call yourself again?
I say I'm mixed. You were going to say mulatto, and that's not cool.
Oh, my bad, mulatto. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, mixed.
That is
my bad. But like Blake Griffin, I'm gonna say it right, because Blake bigger than me, and he'll run up on me, and then I'm gonna fall. But yeah, Blake Griffin, he mixed and stuff. And look, these guys ain't coming. Like I just stopped at 5'9". I finished.
Oh yeah.
Why you feeling like that? No. We finna stop this show for a minute. No. Radio.
You know what?
We need to stop.
What you lack in height, you make up in personality and good looks, Trey.
You say I lack?
No, baby, what you lack in height, you make up in good looks, savoir-faire, and personality, yeah.
Oh, she just hurt me right off my
No, that was good. I'm proud of myself.
I need you. We're going to have some more fun. And you know what? I'm loving your personality. We're having a great damn show. But I dedicate this song to you and anybody else that's got a problem with 5'9". Oh, hold on. Not that one. I had to stop the song. I had something else going. But, yeah, let me say that one more time. I dedicate the song to you and anybody else that's got a problem with 5'9".
We could fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black ice, she thick. Got gel rub, now I'm visualizing the piece. So I treat her real good like hoes on food. Mom, like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And it's them living fresh, and I say, I guess. Success for healthy, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I wouldn't know how to lie. Got the fitties out today, showing off 10 lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not your line. Being skateboard feet in the club. On time, no, not on time, but it's just in time. Don't
we fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey, yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you can do it too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Gooch.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm about hard, I should be on some rust, it's cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't good, get intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Dead investigation, I'm accumulating. Seeing with it, that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Some like Louis, some like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. Hold your round around the town with the top shop off. You can call it off the ground, cause my top stay down. And I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car. Gucci.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 whoa,
girl.
I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about? Lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, how you tell me kiss your ass? Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Love. Ow.
Man, I got the hottest guest in the world in the building right now, man. We're having so much fun, you know what I'm saying, laughing, got me over here crying. Yeah, I'm blogging on Facebook, and I'm talking stuff right now, y'all. Y'all might be 5'9", but she's right. What I lack in what y'all consider height, because I feel 10 feet tall every time I stand up to me, because it's enough for me. And for me, my woman, and my other woman, all of them satisfied.
Wow.
You 5'9", too, huh? I think we average height. That's what I feel.
I'm 5'9", also, so.
Hold on. Why she say she 5'9"? Hold on. Let me put you back on. I got to put up. Hold on. She over here pounding us, dog. Well, I mean, what that sounds like to me is what you want to get into a game of basketball or something?
I think
what you
want
to do.
I know, right?
Huh?
Shoot. I probably could take you guys.
A formal event. I don't know.
Man, I go to a formal event with her. I'm usually shorter than most of the women I date anyway, so it don't even matter to me, but I be looking good.
Right.
I'm styling under
before.
Them women's arms. You, they be like, you see him? Yeah, they be treating me like a puppy. You think he's cute, ain't he? Yeah, I'm cute. Shit.
I had a boyfriend who was 5'5", and I would have carried him on my hip. I cared about him so much. So it really doesn't matter how tall you are. You
that
know
was the greatest I've ever heard in my whole life. I'm about to cry. I need some music. She said, hold on, y'all. Did you hear that? He would carry.
I would carry him on my hip if he asked me to. I would put him on my back.
Oh my
in
God!
And would rock him like a shawl.
Oh God! This is what she got him singing right now. This is what he's saying. This is y'all broke up.
Oh yeah, we broke up.
This is what he's saying right now, though. He's looking for you. This is what he's got playing, thinking about you right now. A woman that will carry you. Listen to this, DeBio.
A woman to pick you up,
I was happy
put you on her hip, and
now,
carry you everywhere
I go
you need
walk.
To go.
To the
that's
movies,
a woman that
maybe to the park.
To the movies,
I
to the park, she's carrying me.
Same old bench. To
I
watch
feel like a little boy.
Play. You
hip.
Know, tomorrow is their future.
I'm just being on my mama's
but
hip. I'm having a moment,
it's
y'all.
Just another day.
Oh, he running
they
around
all
like Cecily.
Around me. They
oh,
seem
you
know, to
know
my name.
Over there, they 5'9 and they 6'9.
We laugh. Tell a few jokes.
Your woman can't carry you if she wants to.
Still doesn't ease my pain.
But you know what?
I
my
know
woman
I can't
got the
handle
option to carry me.
So day
don't
after
hate
day
on
I've
me.
Tried.
Because I ain't for 5'9".
I keep saying she'll be
oh.
back. But today, again,
I
will lie.
I got tears going through my eyes right now. Oh, I'm hurting right now, y'all. The woman carried me on her hip. Have you seen Cecily? Have you seen Cecily? She used to carry me on her hip. Have you seen Cecily?
Wow.
Have you seen her? She used to carry me on her hip. Ow! Hey, that's going to be platinum next week. CDBaby.com, iTunes, Trey Love. Have you seen her? She used to carry me on my hip. All right.
Exactly.
We back.
You guys.
I got some callers on the line. I know. It ain't me. It's Scipio. But I got some callers on the line that I definitely want to say their piece and say hello to you. I had my boy, he jumped back on with me. I thank him for calling. I'm going to let Jeremiah step in. He does film, too, Seth. We might have to highlight this guy. He's a really good guy, the film and some editing. Yo,
okay.
Jeremiah, welcome to Gilroy Radio, homeboy.
Gilroy Radio. Hold up. Hey, you got to put me on the remix for Have You Seen Her that she can carry me on my hip. I definitely want to try to get on the remix, you feel me? Maybe we can go plastic with that one. Yeah, definitely, you feel me? I want to say, you know, you guys are off the hook, you, sweetheart. You guys are beautiful. You guys do a beautiful job. Yo, Trey. It's not the daddy-o. All you got to do is go ahead and just get at me, daddy-o. You already know the deal, yo. I just have to stop through Trey Love Radio and just say what to do. You feel me?
Hey, Trey,
well,
I think you got a call.
You know, it ain't nothing but love you win, man. You know, so you see that, Cecily, you done started some stuff. On my hip.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a businesswoman, so let's go.
Hey, you know what? You need to go ahead and see, y'all don't know I'm creative. And you know I'm about that money. I'm on child support. You got kids, and I'm on child support. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make some business. I want to bring my other host that comes in on Wednesdays and Saturdays, Sister in the Struggle. I know she wants to jump in and say hi. And I want to ask her, Sister in the Struggle, what do you think of the remix of Have You Seen Her? She used to carry me on her hip. What's up, SS?
Y'all crazy. Anyway, what do I think? You know what? Look, you know that was one of my songs I put on, and it wasn't about that. But I'll say this: I just want to say hello to our guest, and you know she's been a delightful guest. And I mean, thank you for coming on our show. You know, we appreciate it, and we want you to come back. And
thank
I think
you.
That's a good thing if she's saying that she found somebody in her life that you know she liked that amount of that she liked that much to where it didn't matter. Really, just didn't matter. Would do whatever was necessary, you know, because she wanted to be with him. And that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter about size. It does not matter. Well, it doesn't matter about height. Let's go to you.
Yeah.
Get it
right.
Let me make that clear. It's about height. Anyway.
Thank you
anyway,
so much for having me.
You know, I just wanted to say hello to everybody. But one of the things I wanted, oh, and let me go back to Mr. I don't want to mess his name up. Is it Mr. Scipio? How do you say his name?
It's Scipio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to listen, like Scipio. I'm going to let him say it to you. Go ahead and say it, Scipio.
It's Scipio.
Mr. Scipio.
See, he getting frustrated. He getting frustrated. Because, see, he getting frustrated. Go ahead.
Talk to the people, Scipio. Because we have to do the last thing like that your whole life.
He's just stupid. Right? Don't you think?
I just want to say I'm going to welcome you to our show as a host, and that, you know, when you first start doing this, you'd be kind of nervous and all that kind of stuff. So don't let Trey mess with you like that. You come on into the and you just, you know, do what you do and do it right. And you let OSS over here bring you on up under her arm, and you'll be fine. You'll be talking mess all day long to him in a minute. So you come on, and don't pay no attention to him right now. Now, the last thing that I wanted to say was, you know how you were talking earlier about Mary Harvey, that story that you guys were talking about?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to add this to that in the issues that's going on with her. As a woman that, you know, that was dealing with or still is dealing with a high-profile celebrity like Steve Harvey, I think what she messed up was the simple fact that when she first was going into her issues with him, she trusted him enough to use his people. And what I mean by that is, you know, she didn't go out there and get, like, her own attorneys, her own people. So to me, you know, it's a lesson learned, or it should be, is that when you're going to go after, are you going to fight such a high power person that you were married to, you got to get your own people. You cannot start off saying, I'm going to use your people and think that they're going to do right by you. So I just wanted to throw that out there because you guys were talking about it earlier, but there's some history to exactly what actually happened in the beginning of all that. So that's all I wanted to say. And to all of you guys, make sure you listen to Sister in the Struggle. My show is on Wednesdays from 10 to 11. And then I have Alter Ego, which is on Saturdays from 11 to 12. So anyway, that's all I had to say. You guys have fun. Have a good day. It's pretty outside. Go do something, you know. Hey, whatever. But anyway, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, SS, thank you for calling in. And, hey, Scipio, be careful with her. She's trying to take you under her wing and stuff like that. You got to be careful because she's a cougar.
That was nice of her. Thank you very much.
And you hear,
I need Brian right now, be honest.
And you know what? She got a nice car, too. She just got it out of the shop. Hey, I'm
right. Wow.
Hey, listen here, SS, I might have a little hookup for you, somebody for you to play with. I'm telling you, be careful. This woman is a woman, too. She a woman. This ain't one of them little girls. She know how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
She can make grits.
I don't even make grits.
If a woman can't make no grits, you ain't got no business in my mama kitchen. Cicely, can you make grits, darling?
Oh, of course. That's the first thing I learned how to make. My parents are,
nah,
my parents are from the South.
Okay, okay. Thank you. You just got me excited. Praise Allah. Hey, Jeremiah, is you, the woman you over there filling on, can she make grits?
Man, I have her making biscuits from scratch, pimp. You feel me? Nothing less, nothing more,
wow.
Pimp. You feel me?
Oh, but he didn't answer the question. He didn't answer the question. Can she make grits? Don't try to answer with another answer.
Yeah.
He said, "Can your girl make grits? Can she make grits?"
Yeah, well, yeah,
nah.
It's the instant kind. I'ma keep it wild. It's the instant kind. I ain't tripping.
Hey.
You feel me? But
she
can make a real cup of Kool-Aid.
Hey, I bet you she can make biscuits. I bet you she can make biscuits.
That wasn't the question. I can make biscuits. The question was, can your girl make grits? So
wow.
I can't make them, and his can't make them either. But she can make some grits. So, all right, so who else can make some grits out there?
Don't you ever come on this again and admit that you can't make grits, okay? You keep that to yourself. You don't you admit that on here, okay?
Hey, this is Trey Love Radio, right? If I didn't have love for you, I wouldn't keep it real, right?
Yeah, you right.
Wow.
I'm gonna dedicate this song. Hey y'all, I'm gonna keep Cecily on the line. We are having so much fun. I wanna talk to her about coming on off because I mean she over here making these short jokes and stuff like that. I really kinda like it. Between her and CEO, we might have to do some things. But this song goes out to all the women that ever call themselves wanting to fill on Trey Love and you can't make grits. This song is dedicated to y'all. Listen.
Let it set you free, girl.
Coming and doing his thing, man. And, you know, my thing is, like I'm saying, for real, for them girls that can't cook grits, for them girls, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I got another song for y'all. You know what I'm saying? For them girls that can't cook grits, for them girls that don't know their place, for them girls that don't know how to act, you know what I'm saying, for them girls that don't know how to conduct themselves, for them girls that don't realize that business is business and pleasure is pleasure, and you stay on your side of the fence, I'm going to stay on my side of the fence. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to have Cecily Jamila right back. But for right now, yo, I'm going to say this for real. Yo, if you ain't calling me about no business or no money or nothing real, real good, listen, this song goes out to you, kid.
Please, girl, stop calling me. Stop calling my phone. Stop calling me. I don't want you, girl, so stop calling me.
Boy, just pick up your phone. I wanna talk to you. I love you, boy.
I don't wanna talk to you. I don't wanna say nothing. As if I do to my homies, it seem like I'm frontin'. When I'm in the Marcy Lago, it seem like I'm stuntin'. Talking about you loving me when it's the car that you want. Girl, you're very beautiful, but I know your real interest. You probably wouldn't have hollered if I wasn't in this. I'm sorry to do you wrong and just leave you alone. But I'm hanging up the phone, you could talk to Dow Tone, so. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. I don't want you, girl. Stop calling me.
Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself. Will you get off my telephone, Robert? Will you please get off my goddamn phone?
Hey, that was a request, y'all. Hey, that song was actually sent to me on a request. Gilroy West out there, over there doing her thing, marketing exec for Gilroy Radio, was like, please play that song. She mad with my other girl. She mad with my girl Legs. She want Legs to stop calling me. But I'm saying, yo, y'all have to get in line with each other. Cecily, welcome back, baby. What's going on over there with you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm like, where are you getting these songs from?
Hey, see, you know what? I'm going to tell you about myself. Hey, on the real, you know I'm an independent artist myself, an independent actor, comic. I do my own films and stuff. Of course, you know, I like that SAG money, but at the same time, until, you know, just like right now, they ain't putting me on the radio, but I'm doing my own radio. They ain't putting me in no movie, but I make my own movie. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't waiting. Take pictures. Hold on. I take my own pictures. I don't know how. I got to see my other woman. Everybody ain't met Legs. See, they ain't met. See, people done seen my woman, right?
Uh-huh.
But they don't know my Mississippi. I'm going to teach you how to do that one day. This game is to be sold and not damn told, because pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. I gave a person, I'm telling you, you know what I did? I gave this motherfucker a bottle of Heinz and told him catch up with this pimping. Y'all don't hit me today.
Wow.
Y'all don't hit me today. We got Cecily on the line. I'm short, but I'm cute and I'm talented, and my words speak vernacular vocabulary every time I say something. All right,
absolutely.
Vernacular. You like that? Vernacular. They want to see
that.
Man. Nice. I done got good with it.
Yes, you have.
So I got a couple questions. Well, I know about your background, but before I ask about your background, I want to ask you this, because I like to ask my guests certain questions. And a guest such as yourself, you know, single mother, I presume, right? Like you don't like the baby daddy no more or nothing?
We're divorced for over a decade.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, because I'm divorced too. And that actually can be a good thing sometimes. But, you and him. Well, I'm serious. It can be a good thing to be divorced, because you just, like, I can't be with you no more, that kind of thing. You know, you need to go over there away from me.
Ain't nothing wrong with divorce. It keeps the murder rate down. Anyway, but yeah, like I was saying, it does. It keeps murder rate. Now, divorces are good. Some people don't need to be in the same room together, i.e. your baby daddy and you, and i.e. my baby mama and me. We just don't. We like oil and water. We repel. But, yeah, so my question for you is, with being a single parent, raising the kids and doing all that, I want, especially being a and you say you identify yourself as black, and I, as a black man, appreciate you for that. But I want to ask you, what do you stand for? And it could be whatever. You could say you stand for, you know, cotton candy. I'm really into cotton candy. But just tell the people what you stand for. I want my listeners to know what Cecily Jamila stands for.
What I stand for, you know, really at this phase of my life, I'm still a role model. Like, I'm still rearing people that I want to make a, you know, a contribution to society. That's my main goal. And this is the time for me where I'm able to do the things that I've always wanted to do, because I was the default parent in my 20s. And so right now I'm just trying to get mine so I can show, and also show that my children how to live the life that they want to lead. You know, and by the end of this, I hope that they see with my struggle and my, you know, some of my successes, hopefully, that they can do whatever they want to do. I came from a small town, Sacramento. People don't go into entertainment. You know, you get your state job, you get your pension, and that's it. And I was told by people, even in my family, that I shouldn't move here, I shouldn't do this. And these are the very people who are proud of me. I understand it's scary to go outside the box, and I'm just like, you can tell me no, but until I, you know, figure it out for myself, I'm just going to strive for whatever I'm going to go for. So I really think that I really didn't answer your question, but I will say that. I'll say that.
Oh, you did. You did. You asked my question
like,
perfectly.
I just feel like there's so many people
too,
that want,
and
you know what I'm saying, that want to, like. Go ahead, baby.
No, I asked you what you stood for, and you told me exactly what you stood for, and I love that. That's exactly what
really?
I wanted you to do.
Okay.
Now, before I go into your background and stuff, I want to ask you, what is your sign? What is your birth sign?
I'm an Aries.
Okay, Aries. You know what I like to do? I like to play around. We're going to start reading horoscopes. I'll be reading my horoscope, so I'm going to read the guest horoscope. You know what I'm saying? And it's right off Facebook, y'all. Y'all can go to that app and get it right off Facebook if you ain't got it. Everybody should have it. I love reading my horo. I read my. Why are you laughing, man? Because I be reading my horo.
Just
stupid. You like that, man? You gotta read your horo. Find out what's going on. Your horo. Your phone will be ringing off the hook. Ooh, I like that. Well, this is yours, Seth. I'm thinking it's mine. I'm so selfish.
Okay.
Your phone will be ringing off the hook. The gossip lines are just burning with good news, and everyone you know is eager to be the first to tell you. You are likely to have news of your own. There is a new stage coming in an important relationship. We might be end up doing something together. You could be in a relationship, Gilroy Radio. You could be on the line. The line is hot right now.
Yeah, it is. I got people calling me right now, actually.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. You know what? I love, ain't Jesus good when he want to be? Let me stop.
Yes,
see, it's going to be people right now mad with me. I'm going to get nasty inbox.
Like, how
Trey
are you
going to hell? He said,
the horoscope and Jesus at the same time. Now
oh,
you know
Lord,
you're wrong now.
I know the Christians. I don't know who's going to get me, the Buddhists. Because I lie
for you.
Oh, okay. Whew, I feel better now. All right. What we going to do now, Cecily, check this out. This is a part of the show I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the poking part where I like I usually have a lot of female fans that are, you know, friends of mine on Facebook and stuff like that, and I poke them live on the radio. So I want you to stay with me, like, through the poking, and you can listen and laugh because, like, I really make some noises when I poke these women. And then from there, like you were saying, where I get these songs from, like I said, as an independent artist, I work with other independent artists, so I play their music. In turn, they play mine, the affiliate
right.
that you just heard, EOTM Radio. They do the same thing. You know, we bounce shows back and forth. So like I said, until they give me something, I'm going to be out here playing until they give me my own radio show. You know what I'm talking about?
As you should. You should create opportunities for yourself, definitely.
And that's what I'm trying to teach Sippy over here, but he gets to people's house when he wants to. You tell him I need you here by 9:30. He show up 10:45, like, hey, look here, dog, the bus. I ain't gonna mess with you. See, she feels sorry for you.
Man.
I don't like you. I don't like you. You first day of internship, y'all, he messed up. All right. All right, to Sydney, lady. And remember, ladies, when I poke, I never say last names because I don't want y'all to get in no trouble. I got y'all back. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm the type of dude that you can mess with and ain't nobody going to know but me, you, and Liz. Why you laugh? Because, see, my other woman, my thing is, if I'm going to cheat, I might as well cheat with two. Watch it. See, some people don't know how to cheat. You just going to cheat with one girl. What you doing, man? My wife will be the dirtiest. Anyway, yeah, Sydney.
Okay, now
this part of the show. Okay, you say you divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all divorced?
Because he's
poke
crazy.
Because of what?
No, we were together really young, you know, so it just wasn't a good fit. And
okay, so I just poked Ebony. All right, I'm going to poke Cynthia. I'm talking to you while I'm poking these women. This is so much fun.
Look at you, multitasking. You ain't nothing over here poking people, talking to me. Just do you ever have a moment for yourself, Trey?
I can hear your smile through the phone. You like it. You don't want to like it, but you do.
I'm so confused by this.
Man, like, Trey, stop. Okay. Why are you smiling? Coco, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Raquel, I'm going to poke you too over there. Yeah,
it's
so how long were y'all married? I'm poking Christina while I'm asking you that. Christina, you got my name, baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards like you could be. Why y'all do,
well,
I mean, like, how long was y'all married? For how many years? I'm poking Janae, too.
We were married for 4.5 years. We got married in college. So I was, you know, married, divorced, kids, everything by the time I was 24. So we did it hard and fast.
Damn, woo, I'm a poke. Hold on, let me get three pokes out the way. I'm a poke Tracy. I'm a poke Paula in Chicago. Hold on, she did it hard and fast. I'm a poke Laquan. Okay, hold on. Okay, now I got to get back to you. No, because she's getting excited. We did it hard and
fast. Do you need a Kleenex or something?
It Scipio here. He ain't fine. What you talking about? Anyway, where was I? Because you working me up through the phone. This is our intimate conversation. So when y'all was together, since y'all did it hard and hold on, let me cut out a couple
Trey.
Of more pokes before I ask you that. Hey, I'm going to poke you too. Carmen, I'm going to poke you too, lady. I see you. Latanya, yeah, let me poke you too. These women, they love me poking them. They love it, man. They get it, man. Look at me. They love Kimmy. I'm going to poke Kimmy too. Amina, let me poke her too. All right, but so let's get back to the question at hand. Cause see, now you made the show. See, you took the show here. I didn't even want to take the show here, but you took it here. So you was married hard. You did. So
I didn't.
Within those 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is what I really want to know. Do y'all still like when y'all see each other? Sometimes y'all still might give each other some. Be honest. You could just tell me. This ain't
no
got to know.
We are not friends. We try to keep it together for the children, but we do not get along. Like we've been in court as many times as my daughter has been alive. Okay, so no, he gives me a hard time. You know how people have baby mama issues? I have baby daddy issues. Yes.
Wow.
All of that.
Hey, everybody.
Catch up with me now. Catch up with me on that. You know what I mean? It's never ending.
Y'all, it's three sides to every story. Right now we're getting Cecily's side, right? And we ain't getting his side. And then it's the real side. So I respect you right now, but, yeah, I'm going to keep poking these women, though. I'm going to poke Shannon. Hey, darling, let me go and poke you. Terica ATL, baby, you get your poke. To Elga, baby, I got to poke you too, darling. She always be trying to play with me. Girl, quit playing, I'm telling you. Sugi, I'm going to. These women be playing with me. They know I be liking it. And the rain, yeah, I'm going to poke you too. And that's it. That's all the pokes. Now, I'm going to tell you what I do in Gilroy fashion. You know, I usually play my song, and I'm going to do that today. But let me talk to you offline real quick, and then from there we're going to come back and do a little something, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, stay with me for a second.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones,
yellow
lambs, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade good shoes for my girl.
Scoochie!
My problem's sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemon. My life, I'm judging peaches.
day. I'm pissing where I'm running on. That's it, I won't chill on. I'm smoking grits and stealing chickens, Corvette pilot, lemon. Scoochin'.
Hey, this is Cecily Jamila, and you've seen this guy, this wonderful guy, on BET Comic View, Comedy Central, films, and commercials. Check out his single, I'm a Rocker.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
They asked me how I do it. This the best
explanation I could give you.
Get your tray game on, on, on. 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 Get your tray game on.
To get your tray game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, lover boy, king, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My tray love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your tray game on, on, on. Get your tray game on, on, on. Get your tray game on, on, on. Get your tray game on, on, on. Get your
tray game on. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting my tray game on, and that's what y'all better be doing every day. Y'all living. Hey, hey, y'all, why Scipio over here like, man, that was you? Yeah. Hey, what you think? What you think, Cecily? You think I'm on my way to being hot, or am I lukewarm right now?
I think you're hot. I think you're. It's very catchy. I didn't know that was you. Wow. I mean, well, I knew when you said your name, but I didn't know that you were an artist. That's really cool.
Hey, Cecily, see, now I'm feeling all good. You know what I'm saying? Got my ego. Both of them pepped my ego up this morning. So y'all know when I
triple
eat my oatmeal,
threat.
I ain't going to know how to act.
What about
grits? No grits.
You're what
grits.
They call a triple threat, Trey.
Thank you, Seth. Oh, see, now my little feelings is off. I feel better than that short joke. No, I'm just. Now I feel a little
That's
better. You
I
made
do.
Up for the you made up for the short joke. So,
I just break
yeah,
you down,
let me see.
And now I build you back up.
Yeah, typical woman. I was arguing with a no, for real, that was typical. I was at a baby shower over the weekend, kicking it with my homie Safia, and I ran into her. I was arguing with, actually having a straight up argument with a 10-year-old girl, and I was saying, like, sit for real, I was sitting there, I said, you know what? You're a typical woman. And it was just so funny, everybody was laughing because she was 10 years old. Let me tell you how the story went. Me and this 10-year-old child is sitting there arguing with me, saying that something on the news was real. And you know, me being an adult and grown and stuff, I'm like, you can't believe everything you see on the news. Why this little woman going to look over at me and say, well, the only thing they really get wrong is the weather, but I think everything else is pretty accurate. Man, I want to fight. I want to fight. I started to hit her, but her mama was right there, and, you know, I ain't want no trouble, no charges or nothing, but they don't check me. Yeah, already a woman. So let me, you know, we got only a few more minutes left in the show, but before I go, I want to just tell the people about a little bit about your background, and even I met you doing PR work. Yes, you are currently an actress and a comic, but
mm-hmm.
you come from a PR background. Tell my listeners a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I actually moved here with the purpose of doing PR in the entertainment realm for celebrities. I represented comedians, did red carpet events and things like that. So that's how I kind of got close to the industry. And in working with those comedians, I was like, you know, I'd throw out my little punchline or something. I could do that. And they were just kind of like, okay. Yeah, so, you know, that kind of made me mad. I was like, you know what, maybe PR is not my calling. I kept finding myself wanting to be funny and write and stuff like that. And a friend of mine was like, you know what, you're really funny. Maybe you should try it. And so that's how I kind of got into this whole side of the business. And people don't tend to not do that. You know, we represent talent. We don't necessarily become talent. But I've made that transition, and it's been a good one for me.
Oh, man, that is awesome. And, we were talking earlier, and you said something about you wanted to say to my listeners that there is no, you know, no age limit or no, like, you know, even from youth to what people would consider themselves older, no size
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. I don't want to say
mm-hmm.
names of any people, but I've met some people that are some interesting individuals, and these people are steady working. So for the ones that think,
right.
oh, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not old enough, I don't have this, I don't have that. I mean,
right.
there are many many opportunities. So just share with the people your thoughts and feelings and views on that. And what made you step out and say, hey, you know what, I started with PR, but I can – what made you say I can do that?
You know, it just really was – it was just that simple. I mean, I'm always – I've changed, you know, careers a couple times in my lifetime, and it's just like I think I get this from my dad. You know, you can't tell me I can't do something, and I just really wanted to challenge myself to get involved in this career. I'm a creative person, and it suited me to get into this realm and to kind of, like, tap into some of the stuff that I did before, my writing, and, you know, I used to draw and stuff like that. All the stuff I did as a kid just seemed to kind of come alive, and I've had all these ideas and things like that, and just the opportunity to have an idea and to actually, you know, to create a project from just a whim or something like that just seems really powerful to me. I'm a storyteller as well, and I think that we need more positive content out there. I want to work in not only like black films, but, you know, just across the board. And so I'm like, there are stories that need to be told about us and a little bit better, but I'd also like to be involved in projects where you wouldn't necessarily see a black woman or a black person, you know, in that kind of role. And I think that now is the time for people all colors, all sizes, all ages to really get something out of this entertainment business. It's not that you have to be a size zero or you have to be 20 years old. I mean, there's really a spot for all of us if you really want it.
Well, I just want to say this. First of all, I not only totally agree with you, but I want my listeners to really pay attention to the statement I'm about to make, to really amen what you just said. And ironically, the same person is just like you. We're going to go on and say the word mixed. Who expected to see a mixed president of the United States? Hello, did I just say that? Oh, yes, I did. Put it out there. Oh, and some people right now in Iowa, somebody in Kansas
right.
is still mad. He is
right.
George Bush is still president of the United States of America. John McCain, what the hell is somebody right now? When I say right now, brother, I mean right now, that will not accept that half-breed of a president of the United States. I'm going to hell. Anyway, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be cool. That hell going to be where the party at. Rick James going to open for Marvin Gaye.
What?
And then Marvin going to, you know what I'm saying? Man, hell going to be where the party at. Then Biggie going to slide in for a little bit. Tupac going to come on because Tupac and, you know what, it's a remix that ain't nobody never heard yet. Tupac and Michael Jackson, man. That is, it's going to be called Beat It.
That is the most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know. I just made it up live on Gilroy Radio. I know I'm going to hell. See, that's the thing. Other people have dreams. I know it. See, when you're like me, you don't have dreams. You're like, I'm already going to hell, so I might as well have me.
Trey, I'm going to pray for you. I'm praying for you right now.
Get started right now. Where you going? To the Scientology building, the Buddhist temple, the Baha temple, the mosque, or church?
I go to church. I'm a Christian, non-denominational.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. That's
I've been to the hall before. I'm just curious. When I go into these places, why are you laughing? What's so damn funny? Why do people laugh? I read all the books, and they all confuse the hell out of me. I'm
you
not lying. I read
before.
The Watchtower. Yeah, I read the Watchtower. I read the Bible. I read the Quran. I read the little stuff that I get from the Hindu place. By the way, the stuff I get from the Hindu places are the best ones. The ones from the Nubian, those are awesome, too. The African stuff, that's pretty good, too. But I'm going to tell you, the Dianetics with the Scientology, I don't care what y'all say, Tom Cruise got it going on.
Wow.
Well, why are you laughing? What?
I'm not even going to step on that.
Why you gonna step? No, cause see, I bet people listen to the radio right now trying to be mad with me. Don't get mad, dog. I'm confused. Cause what if? Okay, what if like? Okay, why you? Okay, I'm confused, man. You know, cause I'm saying, who am I to knock the person that was raised to be a Buddhist? Your mama told you was a Buddhist, and you right. But my mama told me
to
be a Christian.
You.
Yeah,
I like studied all the different like religions. I went to temples and things like that. I was like, what makes me so sure that my way is the way? And, you know, I just really think as long as you're a spiritual person, you put God first, you have a good heart, I think that, you know, I think that's a good start. And then whatever you want to add to it, whoever's doctrine you want to put on, that on top. top of that is your personal preference.
Well, I'm going to say this. You better be careful because I got some Christian friends that's mad with you right now for saying that you can even take the time for reading something
mad.
Else. You know,
they could be mad. You know that's fine. Yeah, this is about my experience on this earth, so I'm not here for – I'm not doing this for anybody else.
Ooh, boy. To all my big Christians out there, I'm going to pray for her because I know y'all are upset. Woo!
They could be upset. I'm not doing this for anybody
else. Ooh, boy, them Christians got the line. Boy, them Jesus, them Bible thumpers got the, boy, they got the lines then. All right, we're going to do a birthday segment real quick on my show. I'm nervous for Cecily because, like, we both lost about 97% of our fan base, the fact that we're willing to read the Quran. Right? He read the Quran?
Oh, no.
No, for real.
I'll be posting an apology on my website.
You better. I'm going to put one up there. He read the Quran. I mean, no, let me stop. Oh, God. I'm having too much fun.
These are just jokes.
It is jokes, y'all. I never read the Quran. I never read. I ain't never even read. Y'all ain't got to worry about me reading. I mean, dang, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay, so y'all don't have to worry about nothing. I didn't read the Quran, y'all. Anyway, I'm having too much fun with this. I'm trying to get into my birthday segment. All right, to all the people that all my friends on Facebook, you know I give y'all birthday shouts. To Georgia, happy birthday, girl. Jamie Lynn, happy birthday. To Prince Najaf, what did I say, Scipio? I got my GD.
Najaf Aziz.
Man, you dumber than me. Okay, that's cool.
Wow.
He's dumber than me. And yeah, anybody dumber than me, I respect him. Yeah, anybody. Well, he a prince. How about that? Simone Braxton, happy birthday. Anybody dumber than me, I'm telling you, I respect him because you don't just you have to work on being this dumb. To Donna, Donna Savage. Shout out to Carla over there eating them hot links too. I hope she finished by now. To Sherry Yvonne, happy birthday. Tracy Howard, happy birthday. And then Trey Love fashion, every time I get a birthday shout, I always make this announcement. No matter what you do, and I'm going to say this to the people, and I put this out honestly, do not waste your time in a bedroom. If you're going to have sex, you're going to have good sex. And to the people that it's your birthday today, this song goes out to you. Don't play with whoever's on the other end of that bedroom. Better get ready, because here it comes. Woo!
Shout out to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, come ride me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub. Then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanished with my face up. Now I got that ass up. To the point you're screaming out, it hurts, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Kissing in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back the thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
That money, that's a pretty dish taste like honey. By the way, she's winding it on me. My goodness, girl, you're so freaky. You're so freaky. That G-string, girl, you got me tossing this money. I got hotel keys, wanna leave with me. Girl, hop inside, about to show you how I kill try. Baby, what I got on my mind, I hope the same thing is on your mind. Trying to get you somewhere and grind, because you're so fine, and I just wanna have a good time. Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back the thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back the thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
Down, I wanna sex you. Girl, guaranteed I'll impress you. Everybody going, ooh, I can't leave, don't stop. Baby girl, come with me. I wanna taste your ecstasy. I just wanna go diving in your pool, I'm rising. Let's do it till we both go, babe. Shake your body down, girl, go, babe. Got my kisses all over you, babe. Now girl, make it do what it's
Cecily, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, sweetheart. We enjoyed you, man. You got to come back and do this again with us, you know?
I will definitely do that. I had a lot of fun, too. Trust me, this is unlike any other interview I've ever done.
Well, you know, that's straight Trey Love fashion. I got to do it like that. I can't be like anybody else. I have to be unique, you know?
Absolutely, and it was a blast. I really appreciate you giving me that opportunity, so thank you very much.
Like I said, again, it was wonderful having you on. Tell the people what you got coming on, you know, what you got coming up, you know, give your outros and everything. You know, we got 5 minutes left, and I like to go out to a nice little sweet, you know, chemistry and stuff like that. So just tell the people what you got coming up, give your website information, take this moment right here and pimp this thing. Do that. Tell the people what's going on with Cecily.
Certainly. Since it's Twitter Me Tuesdays, you guys can follow me on Twitter. It's Cecily, C-E-C-I-L-Y. J-A-M-E-L-I-A. You can also find my website on there. I'm really getting heavy into the stand-up game. You're going to see me on a lot of stages here in Los Angeles. I have a film that's coming out later this year. It's called Going to the Nut House. I have a funny role in that film. That's pretty much all I can talk about in terms of releases. But, you know, I'm just still grinding. I'm actually working with some folks on sketches and things, so you'll see a lot of quality sketches coming from me this summer. I was writing a screenplay. I'm just doing a lot of stuff I never thought I'd do, and I'm trying to stay busy. So I'm just enjoying the ride.
Well, you know that anything you're doing, you are welcome to promote and prepare and put on Gilroy Radio. All you got to do, and you got it like that, girl, you can send an email and it's wide open. Do you hear me now?
I do hear you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate
it. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I appreciate your professionalism. I appreciate you for sharing with us. I appreciate you for opening up and showing some love. It seems I have a caller on the line. Somebody probably want to say something to you before you go. 310, would you like to speak?
Yeah, this is Daryl Mooney, my brother.
What's up, Gal? What's happening, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I was on and I got off, went out, got some exercise, and came back in and got on the phone. Lovely show as usual, my brother.
Man, appreciate it. Hey, look, I got you rescheduled for Friday. Is that cool?
Yes, sir. That's beautiful, man. Hey,
okay,
man, I want to be part of the. I want to be a part of the handsome life, man.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You already part of the handsome life. You live on Get Right Radio right now. You know that's how we do it, man.
And y'all need to be. Y'all need to stop talking that black supremacist stuff that you're talking on the radio. Talking about having these magnificent, beautiful, handsome babies and
what's
hooking up
that?
Like stop.
No, I don't break it down like that. I just want the best of the best, sir. That's all I'm out to get. So, yeah, don't hate on me.
I'm going to just tell you this. Cecily, I'm going to tell you this. Right now, currently on the line is comedy royalty. I always give this gentleman and his twin brother their proper labels. These are the sons of none other than prolific comic writer Paul Mooney calling in live on my show. Yeah, I got bragging rights. You see that, Scipio? Give me some, Scipio. Give me. Yeah, I got the Mooney twins live. That's black comedy royalty, baby, right here. And I hope the people listen to that. Y'all, we need to get together. We killing each other. Let's stop killing each other. Let's get together. Let's make some beautiful black children, man. We got to leave something to this world. Y'all, I'm telling you, before I go, y'all heard Seth do her thing. Y'all see I got comedy royalty on the line. Y'all, we got to give love to Jeremy Scipio. Going to be my co-host coming through doing his thing. Going to be starting his own show. We got Black Lads going to be coming and doing his show. We got to thank Carla EOTM Barnes for sharing the news. We got to thank Sister in the Struggle for coming through doing her thing. Jeremiah come through. Thank you for doing your thing. Sophia Sims, thank you. To McGilroy, West Coast Family Girl, ain't nothing but love for you. The girl showing me all kind of things, Sophia. And thanks to her, you can catch Trey Love Live July 13th at the Ontario Improv. Also, Gilroy East Coast throwing us things, man, every day, man. Much love to the Mooney twins. We're going to have them on Friday. Much love to Cecily for coming through doing her thing, man. And to all y'all, this song goes out to all the people that I love. I want y'all to hold, pray, and let's forgive each other and love each other. This is Gilroy Radio signing off, y'all. Church.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song because I need you.